Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, it's comedian Mark Chalifaux. He's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Rocks. They call me Frosty. I'm made from snow. A pair of shades. A carrot nose. I come alive. You know it's said. Oh, when some brat put this hat on my head. I'm Frosty. I'm full of hail. But I ain't no myth. No fairy tale. Ain't scared of nothing. Got ice in my veins. But when the sun come up, I'm gonna drip, 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 drip down the drain. Fa la 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 la. Fa la la la. Fa la la la. Yeah, yeah. My dad is a glacier. My mama's a lake. My sister's a snow cone. My brother's a flake. I'm made out of snow. I do as I please. I never stop when the cop hollers freeze. I'm Frosty. I'm full of hail. I ain't no myth. No fairy tale. I ain't scared of nothing. Got ice in my veins. But when the sun come up, I'm gonna drip, 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 drip down the drive. Can't make it through summer. So please, Mr. Santa, don't you be a teaser. All I want for Christmas is a great big freezer. Keep me frosty. I'm full of sleet. The temperature drops. I head to the beach. But there's just one thing that's such a pain. That's when the sun come up. I'm on a drip, 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 drip down the drain. Fairy tale. I ain't scared of nothing. I got ice in my veins. And when the sun come up, I'm gonna drip, 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 drip down the drip down the drip, 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 drip down the drain. Fa la 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 la. Fa la la la. Fa la 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 la.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Handsome man just walked in.
Good-looking guy.
Mark Chalifaux.
Hello.
Mark, good to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Mark is on his way to Goshen, Indiana, where he will be entertaining the Amish.
He's using someone's voice, and I can't place it, but I will, by gosh.
Okay.
You'll figure it out eventually?
I will figure it out. It's like a big clue. I will figure it out eventually.
Okay, now I got to... Yeah. Can you count to 10 so I can figure out?
Yeah, just go through it all. Yeah, sure.
And A, B, C, D.
Yeah, you're right. A little raspy. It'll come to me.
Timber, kind of an alto, but no.
Mark, good to see you, sir. Yeah. I can't see. Is that a sporting team hat you have on? I can't tell from
It's a comedy club hat.
Oh, okay.
A lot of comedians, you wear the free merch.
But you can tell, no, you can tell that Tom's a big sports fan because he uses the term like sporting team hat.
The sports club. You're supporting the sports club out there.
Is that what that is, my friend, a sporting team hat?
The logo that represents a sporting team. For example, Willie has on a really cool Indianapolis Colts cap.
Yes, the off blue, the light blue, the powder blue.
I appreciate the compliment. I like this, man.
The Charger blue a little bit.
Since I got this, Colts are great. This is the Daniel Jones era.
There you go.
Willie light blue hat era.
So. Yeah, I like that hat.
Yeah. You better put on a Pacer hat. Yikes.
I don't want. Why would you bring that up in front of me right now? We're having so much fun talking about the Colts. Don't
okay, sorry.
We're talking about the power of your hats. You can throw a Washington Generals hat on, and all of a sudden they'd be the Globetrotters every day.
Throw everything off.
I love that song, The Power of Hats. Well, since you're going to be wearing some free merch, we'll give you one of those beautiful Bob and Tom Show sweatshirts behind you.
Yep, it's because, only $29.95.
Mark Shalafoo, are you a sports fan?
I am a big sports guy, and I've become more of a sports fan since coaching my kids in youth sports.
Oh.
That's been an adventure because you learn right away how good your team is going to be just based on what name they pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like our Tigers, they were undefeated this season.
Nice.
The mint chocolate chip ice cream, they were not. They had a rough season for the mint chocolate chip ice cream. I do. What's fun about coaching, too, is like I remember when I was a kid, all of our coaches would just hit us with like the empty cliches about like, oh, it's all about the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back of the jersey. Mm-hmm. Our team name wasn't on the front of our jersey. It was just the logo of the company that sponsored our jerseys. And it was the county liquor store for us. So that's a weird rallying cry for 7-year-olds to get behind O'Brien's wine.
Have you ever been?
Let's go, Linos.
In all truth, have you ever been to Graceland?
I have not.
In Memphis? Oh, you've been to Graceland.
Yeah, a couple times. I love it.
Yeah. Miss Hooker, you've been to Graceland?
I have not.
Oh, it's a great tour, of course.
Okay.
It ends kind of sad because you got Elvis and family buried in the back like a pet dog. But I'm not joking when I say this, and I can get backed up on this. Have you been there, Chick?
I've not been to Graceland, no.
Elvis was a really good guy. I mean, he would buy cars for people. He just was this really generous soul. Certainly had his ups and downs, but he sponsored a bunch of Little League teams. And so, they've got the pictures of them. The so-and-so, the Elvis team.
That's cool.
But it would have been really cool, I thought, if they'd had their, like, baseball uniforms with a really high collar.
Yeah.
their baseball helmets.
What do you call your team? The Burning Loves.
And they the helmets, like the Elvis hair going back.
Maybe those glasses with the holes drilled in the side.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun sliding in a third base with studs all over your jerseys.
You have to wonder if you ever came to one of the games.
Oh, that would be great. Tried to go incognito so nobody would recognize him with just some sunglasses.
There are great stories about Elvis. My favorites, he was he had badges from cops all over the, police departments would give him badges.
Huh.
And Elvis quite literally would pull people over on the outskirts of Memphis in his Cadillac convertible. Can you imagine if you're driving into Memphis and you're going a little quick, you get pulled over by
some guy,
and then the king walks up to you.
Hey, you know why I stopped?
Oh man, man.
A license and registration.
And of course, famously, he got the badge from Richard Nixon.
Oh yeah,
and that's the most. By the way, the most popular thing at the Nixon Museum is the postcard of Elvis and
that picture.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah,
and that, by the way, if you've ever read about that event, they didn't know that was going to happen. Elvis just showed up, and Nixon was in his office, and some guy rang.
That's so weird.
Elvis is outside, and they brought him in. It's a classic. But we're talking with comedian Mark Shalafoo, and now how many kids do you have?
I've got 3 kids. And that's a real fun journey because the first kid is obviously you're way locked into that and that's exciting. And then you get to that third kid and the milestones are not quite as fun anymore.
Careful.
Well, listen,
because no, I'm just telling you right now, you're looking at kid number three right there.
So I'm sure you can relate to the fact that, you know, the parents don't care as much about some of the milestones.
Hey, where's Willie? Well, I think we left him in the pantry. I'm not sure.
It's kind of weird because he has seven and you're not going to have this issue because you seem like a respectable guy. It's like one, you care, and then two, you less, and then three, less. And then now it bounces back up. And now six and seven, they're getting love out of this world. Nobody even knows about this kind of thing.
Yeah. You're just at the wrong end of that curve then. That's what's really hurts. Yeah.
It's sort of a horseshoe situation, but it's all right. You're deep in
the valley of the curve.
I'm doing pretty cool, man. I'm hanging out.
I try and hide it with mine, but it's just like, you know, the first time I found out that we were going to have kids, my wife, it was a big dinner. She surprised me at that. The third time, it was a text message. That's how she told me. And she sent me a picture of a positive pregnancy test. And I remember staring at that, just thinking like, wow, I really hope she meant to send this to somebody else. But here we are with our third.
Remember that commercial a couple of years ago they were running? I haven't seen it lately. It was the pregnancy test thing. And they, you know, they cut to the positive test and they're really happy. You have to wonder if they thought about doing the other one.
The opposite, yeah.
You know, the guy is sweating bullets.
He gets his life back.
Yeah. By the way, things are great here. Sorry, I had to move across the country.
When she sent the photo of the pregnancy test, was she mad that you did the thumbs up reaction?
Yeah, just do that and then never acknowledge it again until 9 months later.
Now, check. Do your kids have weird names or normal ones?
My kids have normal names. I did, it was tough for us because... You know, the first one was born in New York City on Madison Avenue. We named her Madison.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then the second daughter, was born at a hospital on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Cincinnati. So you can't really name your daughter that. That would have been tricky. So
little Dr. King.
Yeah, right. Little pale red head, like white skinned MLK Jr. So we had to go with some real names for them.
Would you mind if I ask what they were?
Yeah, we went with Madison Emma Chloe.
Okay.
By the time we got to the third, because it's all girls too, which is tricky. So we just kind of ran out of like good names to pull from. So we just went with a weird Kardashian and we got a Chloe. So that's how it happens.
Now, had any of them been boys, did you have names picked out?
Oh, yeah. I had all sorts of names. I wanted all sorts of boys. I was going to go John, maybe a little Mark Jr., although you can never really pull that off anymore.
You know, I give you, that's always a trouble. I always say John Hinckley Jr. and that ends that discussion. So you were going to go with a junior?
I think that would have been fun. I don't know that my wife would have gone for that. You know, she probably wouldn't have pulled the trigger on that, but I could have gone with a Mark Jr. in the mix.
Wasn't it at one point... moms would name daughters after them and they'd be a junior, right?
I don't know.
Did that ever become a thing?
I don't know.
I think it's a lot rarer for a female child to be named after the mom.
Jess and Jesse or something maybe for the kid?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I had to go straightforward. Just more straightforward because my last name stinks. Like, Shalafu is not a fun last name for them to have, so they can't have a weird first name, too. Like, that's too much trouble.
We've got to come up with some fake French that means Shalafu means that, like hog in the kitchen or something.
See, I wish it did. Yeah. I did look up what it actually meant, and I was hoping it would be like warrior or something cool.
Right, what does it mean?
Bald man.
Really?
Bald Shalafu. Man. So that's Shalafu. Fun.
Wow. Are you bald?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not even living up to my name. It's not great for my daughters.
You could have gone with a rhyme.
Like?
I mean, I don't know, Boo Boo Shalafu or...
Yeah, if I wanted her to have a reality show.
Here Boo comes Shalafu. Boo Boo Shalafu.
I was just thinking about this. You could call her Lucy Shalafu, but you could call her Lulu. So she'd be Lulu Shalafu?
Lulu Shalafu's fun.
That's cool.
I don't love Lucy as much. That seems a little old-fashioned.
That's my daughter's
my sister's name.
That's your. Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming by, Mark.
You really buffed that one. You can't get that. That's why you have to have seven kids, then. Get a few more cracks out.
He'll get it right.
Joining us in the studio, comedian Mark Shalafu.
Hey.
Mr. Shalafu, father of three, all preteens?
Yes.
Young girls?
12, 10, and 5.
All right.
Yeah, those are fun ages. I mean, here's what I don't like, though, about those ages are the fact that they will tell their teachers just any family gossip, just without context. You know, I was teaching the 5-year-old how to ride her bike, and I was putting her helmet on her, pinched the skin under her neck. The next day, she just went in and told her teacher, "I hate it when my dad tries to snap my neck." That's all she said. Just left it at that. That's coming up in conferences, so yeah. I don't care for that.
Yeah, the police arrive at your door. Okay, I can see that. We do have a young lady right over there. She is Ms. Jessica Hooker, and she is sitting in for Christy Lee at the Cilac Insurance News Desk with her black turtleneck and her black glasses.
Going to break into a house later.
What do you call that hairdo?
I call it the grow out. I had a pixie for a little bit, and now I'm trying to grow it out. So, I don't know. I feel like it's Dorothy Hamill-ish.
A little bit.
It's rough right now.
Yeah. It's kind of like George Harrison on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
Oh, early days. You know wow, you're dead on.
Right?
Yeah, that helps, Willie. Thanks.
Come on. We're in the room. Yeah. You're the best. Boy. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Just pick a dude.
She'll cry about it later. It's all right.
That early bit, that sort of like third year of the Beatles where they hadn't gone full hippie.
Can we get by one day without talking about the Beatles?
So this is my fault.
No, it's okay. My stylist told me the other day, she said, when you're growing out, you're going to have 4 good weeks and 4 bad weeks until you reach... where you want to go. And I'm in a bad 4-week period.
No,
so.
No.
Oh. That looks good.
A 4-week period would be really rough.
That's bad.
Yeah, wow. Crabby.
I'm sorry. Sometimes the people you're married to, the period lasts their entire married life. Did you know that, Tom?
I did not.
You should grow out your hair. Be ponytail guy.
Oh, ponytail bald guy?
Ponytail bald skullet? Guy. Yes.
No, wait a minute. Is that the skullet?
That's the skullet.
Yeah,
right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I think so.
It would look so cool if you had that luscious white hair dripping out of your cowboy hat.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, popping out of the back of that thing in the back of the cap. Yeah, that's cool. A good look for me.
And you just go, giddy up, ladies. They would be crawling to the door.
That's your line, giddy up?
Giddy up, ladies.
Giddy up, ladies. Okay, I'll have to write that down. The Cilac Insurance News Desk does have some content today. What do we got?
Scientists say Viagra may reverse the damage behind one type of deafness.
Oh, isn't this amazing? Think about this. This is great news.
Researchers discovered genetic mutations which cause some people to be born with hearing loss, known as sensory neural hearing loss. Scientists were able to identify a common supplement, L-arginine, and the erectile dysfunction drug sildenafil, that's Viagra, right? Potential therapies to repair some of the damage caused by the condition.
So it wouldn't work for like the deafness that I'm suffering from listening to headphones for too long?
No, I don't think that kind. This is very specific.
So, yeah. But wouldn't that be weird though if you were given this stuff and the side effect was, you know,
better hearing? Yeah, that would be great.
Better hearing and hair growth?
Yeah, talk about hard of hearing. because the type of hearing loss that some of us in this room have, from doing radio for so long and having the headphones too loud, or being like a lot of musicians, or especially the older ones that were kind of pre in ear monitors, their hearing is shot. Well, it would be great if they could figure out a way to help us with that.
Well, if that was the case, I mean, you guys are the demographic for Viagra. So I'm just saying, if it were effective that way, you guys would be able to hear each other better.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, I think that's why I stopped going out to lunch and things, other than I don't care to go out anymore. But no, restaurants are just, forget it. I can't hear. Oh. At all, man. Whoever's talking to me, forget it.
I would choose a restaurant based on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Quieter,
how loud
the better.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, because that's extraneous noise makes it very difficult to hear.
Yep. But, yep.
Yeah, you don't want to take your Viagra before going to lunch.
No way. But they have really good sandwiches.
Yeah, but it'll be handy in the evening, and you can hear your wife say no a little bit better.
Oh.
So now, Pat, you've got your guitar out.
So you're saying you take a Viagra and there's a possibility
that your hearing's going to get better.
I can hear clearly now, my is hard. I took a Viagra and hear ya loud and clear, man.
Oh!
You're saying no, I had no idea, dear. It's going to be a loud, hard, rejection-filled day. All this time I thought you were into me. But I pop a pill and here that isn't so. You have no desire for such intimacy. Oh, I hear you. It's going to be a loud, hard, rejection-filled day. But on the bright side, a big erection. And no hearing aids. I can hear.
Hey!
Thank you very much.
The only aids you've got are hearing aids.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Cool.
Good to know. let's go back to the SILAC Insurance News Desk, shall we?
Yes. Several schools in Australia were shut down after asbestos was discovered in a brand of colorful sand that was being used for school activities.
Sorry,
that's not funny. Officials issued a nationwide recall for multiple brands of the sand after lab testing confirmed the contamination.
Yeah, but good news, no playground fires. It's asbestos, you see.
You know, playground
and fire
yeah. Probably
you leave
not
it
a good.
Kids get to learn how to spell mesothelioma.
Yeah, yeah. No? Inhaling asbestos. Yeah, another one. That's good.
Well, did you used to have at your school? We used to have Mercury Monday. Did you ever, at school, and someone dropped a thermometer and the mercury balls, we'd be rolling around with them.
My dad had access to mercury at the factory he worked at, and he would bring home, like, beakers of it, and I'd play around with it.
That's what's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I still, every now and then, I'll walk by a microwave and piss my pants. Every now and then. Yeah. You don't play around with that stuff. Just stay away.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.